welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Turning off Google Instant. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to demonstrate a feature of Google that I find very annoying, and it can be disabled. It is called Google Instant. If you use a screen reader, you've probably heard on Twitter that it's inaccessible. You can't use it. Well, you can. It makes the screen reader experience using the web with a keyboard in Google trying to do searches a little bit finicky. And so a lot of people elect to turn it off. What Instant is supposed to do is to predict what you want to type into the search box as you're typing. So what will end up happening is words may appear there that you don't want, and as you're typing, results will appear on the page. So, you know, you don't even have to hit the search button. Stuff will just start appearing after you type so many letters. And so Instant is meant to save you time. It gives a lot of us who use screen readers headaches instead, because when we type results into the search box and Instant is on, sometimes we can't get out of the box with the tab key to hit the search button. Sometimes we get lost in the search box. Sometimes suddenly there's a whole list of words we never typed that we're having to arrow through for no apparent reason. And it just makes everything very confusing. Especially when you talk about navigating through the actual search process. So I'm going to demonstrate what Instant is like with a simple search and see if I can demonstrate it and show you how to turn it off.
Google English
so
Home.
I am Google. I'm here. See, this is Virtual what I'm PC. Saying. I'm trying to arrow around and do things in the search box, and it was not speaking to me.
E.
And there's an E in there that I didn't want to type.
Blend.
Okay, so I'm going to just type the word and see what I get. Hitting the arrow key to get out of the search box does not work.
Virtual PC.
I can turn on the virtual cursor.
Link times. Virtual PC.
Sometimes it will read what's in the search box and sometimes it will not.
Search results heading level 2.
But look there, I've already got search results. I haven't even really formulated a search plan in my head or hit the search button.
Keyword density SEO tool search engine optimization. Google dot dot dot.
That's the first result.
Free keyword density analyzer tool. Keyword density analyzer tool. Keyword density tool heading level. Keyword density analyzer and keyword.
What in?
Keyword type keyword to search edit. Keyword density tool.
Wait a minute. That's not what I wrote. I wrote the word in there. I was looking for things like WordPad, and maybe even I was going to type WordPress, but WordPress doesn't appear on any of this. I all of a sudden now in the search box have keyword search density analyzer, whatever this thing is. And
tutorials, keyword graphic sc slash ch at 01.
All of a sudden,
100%. 3 frames, 2 headings,
somewhere.
And 112 links. Keyword density SEO tool search engine. Keyword.
Actually, I went to the first search result, and all I was trying to do was go into the search box and hit the arrow key until I found the letter so that I could get whatever that was out of there, get all that stuff out of there, and type a new search, and I all of a sudden end up on this new page. Ugh, I don't want Instant. There's probably ways around it. There are probably some keyboard hotkeys I don't know of that could make the process better, but I just really don't want to even have it on. It makes my experience a lot less stable.
Google English Home keyword density.
I want to type in what I want to type in. I don't want some weird, unintelligent machine trying to make predictions for me and act like it's intelligent, because it really doesn't succeed at this point. So I want to turn it off. How can I do that? The first way saves your settings on Google server. If you have an account, you can sign in and configure your search preferences. If you don't have an account, you can also turn it off, but it requires that you save your cookies in your browser so that if you clear your cookies, next time you open the browser, it's going to be on by default. I'm going to demonstrate the second way, as if you don't have a Google account.
Links list dialog.
I want search settings.
Similar.
Oops.
Screen reader shopping.
Oh, there it is.
Screen reader users, click here to turn off Google Instant.
Sometimes that shows up and sometimes not. In this case, we are on a search page with instant results in it, and there is a link that says screen reader users, click here to turn off Google Instant. So you can do it that way.
Shopping. Search settings.
I want search settings. I'm going to show you how to do it that way, because sometimes that screen reader link doesn't always appear.
Keyword density tool Google search Mozilla Firefox. Loading. Search settings visited link 100%.
Now it brings up your search preferences, and there are headings that go down the page, and I want to look for a level 2 heading called Google Instant.
Wrapping the top. Global preferences. Heading interface. Land search. Land with location. Edit safe search. The number of results. Results window. Google Instant. Heading level 2.
That's what I want. And there's a checkbox here.
Wrapping the top. Afrikaans checkbox. Google English Home.
Well,
Globe Insert. Search load. Safe number. Results window. Google Instant. Heading level 2. Radio button. Check news. Google Instant. M-dash predictions and results appear while typing.
I don't want that.
Radio button. Not do not use Google Instant. Radio button checked. Virtual PC.
Good.
Save preferences button. Do not use Google Instant Radio button checked. The page at http://www.google.com says dialog your preferences have been saved. OK button. Google English homepage Mozilla. Virtual PC.
Occasionally, even if you turn this off, like I said, it will come back on. Even if you go into your Google account settings and turn it off, it will still sometimes come back on, so you have to be careful about that. I know of a few people who have used this successfully with screen readers and like it. Admittedly, a very few. I'm not one of those. So turning it off, in my opinion, is simple as that. Using it is complicated and makes my experience of searching a lot less stable. So I hope that you enjoyed this tip. Maybe Google will come out with something that's a little less finicky and a little easier for us with screen readers to use. So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.